Welcome to Extraordinary Entrepreneur Radio, where we discuss the messy behind the scenes of entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Maggie Isley, and joining me today, we have Esti Kalina. She is the founder of OnlyHalfDead.art, and she will be talking about product-based businesses. Without further ado, let's do this. Hello, hello, hello. So I am here today. I am your host, Maggie, and I'm here with Esti. So Esti Kalina is joining us from OnlyHalfDead.art. So introduce yourself, Esti. Tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Well, I guess other than designing for Only Half Dead, I am Esti, originally from North Jersey and transplanted to Tel Aviv for an unintentional 6 years. my day job is in bridal. I kind of wear multiple hats, but pretty much the global customer service manager for a curvy bridal designer. I don't want to plug. But if anyone is interested, message me, I guess. I am kind of working on building up my own thing on the side, multiple forms of design, starting out with enamel pins, mostly geeky inspired. And I'm working on a Kickstarter that will hopefully premiere this month.
Yeah, it's September already.
I can't believe it's September.
Yes. So that's exciting. Let's talk about it. So you started your line like a year ago.
Yeah, it's been over a year. Well, since I started working on it, it officially launched November 1st. So it's almost the full year mark for the shop, for the relaunch. But yeah, I've been working on it with you for the last year and a bit. It mostly started because you pushed me to do it.
That's exactly why it started, because you would still be in analysis paralysis otherwise. Yep. Let's talk about
imposter syndrome.
Oh, well, you still have that, but everybody does.
I still do, but it's gotten better.
Yeah, we all have that. Like, you're not alone. Yeah. You are not alone on that. So let's talk about how starting a product-based business goes, because it is so different from a service-based business where you're just like, hey guys, do you want to like talk on the phone sometimes? Send me some money and we can talk on the phone sometimes. Like, what's a product-based business like? I mean, I know, but tell everybody else.
Yeah. Super different. More upfront costs. Laying it out there, depending on how you do it. There's like multiple ways to set it up, and it starts with a lot of research, first and foremost, just to figure out how the hell to do anything. I looked at a lot of other makers that I admired and, you know, art that I bought to see like, okay, what do I think I want to do? What direction do I want to go in? How much of a hand in it do I want in the day-to-day versus drop shipping, which is like, I have a design, I send the manufacturing and everything to another company who then ships it for me. Which I do a little bit of, sort of, because I have a Redbubble as well, which is more of a passive income stream. I just got $25 from that for doing very little.
Right? That's great.
People are super into masks these days. Did you know? Did you have any clue?
you know, I have two in my purse right now, actually.
Yeah, I have mine right next to me. Yeah.
I have a pink one and a floral one, both in my bag right now, because you never know what goes with your outfit.
Yeah, for sure. I really
outfit is
want to make another one.
Solid.
Yeah, you know, it's got to match a little bit. But mine, fortunately, also matches my hair, which is just another plus.
Yes.
For anyone not watching, I have bright blue hair.
Yes. Esti has blue hair because she's also the community manager inside the Extraordinary Entrepreneur Collective. So you are in our Facebook group, you may know her.
Yeah. You may have seen me a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else did you find? So it started off with research.
Yeah, lots lots of research, kind of messing around, honestly. I mean, I've had my Redbubble since I was in college, and I was procrastinating schoolwork by doing digital art, which was not the best decision, but it worked out. But yeah, I mean, so there's like different, so drop shipping is pretty much, I upload the design and they do everything else. Like I just have to make sure that the templates are set up and then they handle everything else. Like I don't invest a single cent in that except for my time. But then there's other ways and other products, and depending on the product, it also varies, but you have to find a manufacturer. You have to have the artwork so that they can tell you roughly what it costs, because not everyone has pricing on their websites. You have to figure out what your budget is and how much you want to invest and what kind of capital you need, which can come from different places, and how much you want to invest before you make any money.
Right.
That's like the biggest thing.
Yeah. That's and then the quality of the materials.
Yeah. I'm having a quality crisis right now.
So
a crisis. So much of considering switching manufacturers. That's a better way to put it.
Yeah. Let me speak to that for a second.
Yeah.
So Estee's quality, so she handles enamel pins. And the reason that I push her so hard to start is because I branded a very, she has now blown up, but I branded a very large pin maker who has now been in like Business Insider and Money Magazine. She's been in some very large publications. And when I saw her pins are great. But when I saw them, I was like, oh my gosh, why aren't you doing this? Because Esty and I were both like super into pins. And I was like, dude, this is so you and your art makes total sense. So I pushed her, and then she found a manufacturer on her own. Like she did all this work and the pins came to my house. So I saw them first, and they are the best quality pins I have ever seen. And I don't say that just because they're hers. I say that because she found a stellar manufacturer. She did her research. Like Esty's strong suit is definitely the research. She's a Virgo. Like the research side is strong.
I Googled the shit out of everything.
Yeah. So she did it, and it is the best quality, like it, the thickness, the just everything. Like when I was going through and doing the quality, the QA for her, because she is overseas, so it's harder. And that's kind of what, like when I was pushing her, I was like, well, you need, let me, like, I'll help you out. And like, I have college, like I have a college kid and a high school senior, like we have the resources here to help you.
Yeah.
So we were going through these things, and the quality and investing in quality up front makes all the difference.
It's huge. I mean, even in my day job, that's a whole thing, that like one of our selling points is our quality.
Yeah. And that's big. And that's big in like service based too, because obviously your quality will sink the ship. But when it's a product, and it's funny because I coach a private client in product based, because in like my group settings, it's really service-based, but I have a private product-based. And she actually said to me, she was like, the biggest mistake I've made in my business is up in my first round, I went with cheap product. And it sucks. It'll ruin your reputation if you stay with cheap product.
Well, somehow Forever 21 got along really well for quite a while.
And some of their stuff is still garbage, but you know what? Like,
but they're known because they're garbage.
If you know what you're going in for, like if you're like, cool, I'm going there to buy some trash. Like,
I need a t-shirt for one day in my life and then I can throw it away. Okay.
Like, so I'm going to go to Forever 21. I only have $4 and I need a t-shirt.
Right.
Cool. I know exactly where to go.
Right. Exactly.
But then you can build your brand on that. But if you're like, I'm going to charge $20 for an item, but I only spent $1.20. Okay.
Yeah.
No. If you're going to spend $1.20, you only get to charge $5. Like that's how that works.
Right. And like markups are also a whole other like part of the conversation about product too, because, you know, manufacturing, depending on how, you know, high your bulk order is, you do get discounts and it makes it cheaper per piece. Like when I was doing part of my research, there's checking, okay, how much do I spend on average per unit to produce? And what is the market value of what I'm selling? Kind of where do I fall along with my competition? And as long as you're making a return on your investment and making some money to then continue to make more product.
Right.
You know, you have to fall in that sweet spot of it's enough and it shows value and you don't want to underprice yourself, which is something that a lot of creatives fall into. And I have tried very hard not to fall into that. Because undervaluing yourself is such a thing that, like, I don't know, we must learn it alongside like perspective or something, because
it's that, I swear, it's a limiting belief.
Yeah.
And I swear it comes from, and I'm not even kidding, it comes from video games.
Oh my
because
God.
Because like, yeah. you ever notice that? Like in auction houses and stuff like that in video mm-hmm. games, everybody's always undercutting somebody by like one gold. Right. And it's that, and because we're creatives, we play video games.
Yeah.
And then like, everybody's undercutting each other. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you get out into the real world and people are like, I could do a logo for $10. And you're like, how much you want to bet it's going to look like a $10 logo?
Right. How much, like, you want to bet? Could I do it? I could do my own $10 logo. If I'm doing a $10 logo, why would I pay someone else $10? I would save it. If that's all I have to spend on a logo.
Do you know how many minutes a $10 logo would take?
One.
I don't. Right. I can't create a logo in a minute. I genuinely can't. I mean, it'll be a line.
Yeah, pretty much. If that's all you need, pay me $10. Right.
I don't, what?
No.
Like, I guess you could have something from my reject font pile for $10.
Yeah. Or like, I can use a free font that's available everywhere and type in a word and that's a logo. Technically, sure, I can do that for $10. That'll take me more time to send it to you than it would to make it.
To be honest with you, that's still worth more than $10.
No, of course it is. But if I use like Times New Roman, I feel like Times New Roman is $10.
It's not.
It's not.
It's worth more than $10 if your brand strategy dictates that is the
crime. Yes, but then we're getting into brand strategy. And if you're paying for brand strategy, you're not paying $10 for a logo because it's included in the brand strategy.
Correct.
Or it comes from that.
Correct. I was like, do you really want to do that episode? Let's do that episode. Like, oh my gosh, how fun will that be? Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So, okay, back to product. We'll talk about that. We'll do that in another episode. So, with your product, what did you find has been, and I'm going to go negative here because I want to talk about the behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what did you find was your most surprising challenge? I mean, you're an anxiety-ridden person anyway, so I don't know if I can say surprising.
Yeah, but I feel like the way that my brain works, and this is possibly the Virgo, that just I kind of examine multiple avenues for each decision, which is, I'm told, is overthinking, but I call it good planning, you know. But, I think sticking to my own Instagram schedule.
Oh, yeah, you're not good at that.
I'm really not good at that. Like, I can stare at 8 images that I have uploaded to my Planoly and be like, okay, well, what do I write? Captions. That is what holds me up with my Instagram schedule, because I am not good with captions. And I think I have a resource somewhere on my computer, but I think that captions is what trips me up. Like, I can pick images if I'm just making a collage that is my feed and I don't have to worry about captions. I can do that easily. I think I have like at least a week's worth of pictures already uploaded to my thing. Mm-hmm. But captions, engaging captions, what are they? How do? Like,
that,
it just doesn't work. And like, I mean, I've had captions where it was just like, it's really hot, so I'm inside. Like, okay, that's human and that's what it is. And ultimately I'm human and I want anyone who, you know, likes what I do to understand that I'm a human, because life happens and we're all human. But like, I don't want every caption to be like, it's hot and I'm tired and I need a glass of wine. Like, there's only so much of that you can do, so I just don't post. That's all I got.
You're like, did I mention I'm in that the I'm desert? And I'm in the middle of the desert and it's always summer.
Yeah, we have 8 months of summer a year. Did you know? Do you know I'm in Tel Aviv? Winter is not real winter. It's somewhere between fall and spring, but it's not winter. Like, how many times can you say that and actually have people giving a shit?
Right.
And reusing images is also super easy. I reused an image yesterday. I was like, I don't care. I just cropped it differently.
I saw it.
And I just was like, okay.
It looks so good.
I got three comments. I got three comments on it. I don't get comments for shit. Okay. So there was an engaging caption. And literally, it came from, I left my wallet at home. So I had to buy lunch online. And having my credit card memorized by this, like, just by accident, really, like, I was able to buy lunch. I wasn't fucked over.
Yeah.
Looks so good. We can curse.
Now it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's my podcast. So of course we can curse.
Yeah. I didn't even think about it until I said it. But I was able to cover my ass because I had this weird skill. So I'm like, who else has a weird skill? Has this happened? Talk to me. And they did.
Right. People. And that's the thing. Okay.
One of them was a friend, but still.
It doesn't matter. It only takes one person to get another person talking. So that's why, a lot of times, especially in community management, you know this, one person comments and somebody else will comment and then be like, oh my gosh, me too. This totally happens. Right. They don't feel like the first person to raise their hand, the first person to go to the bathroom. You never notice that. Yeah. Like on a plane, the first person goes to the bathroom and then all of a sudden I have to pee too.
Yeah,
I just don't want to be the first one to do it.
Right.
So
sometimes at work, I see someone else is eating lunch and I'm like, oh, you know, I am hungry.
Right. It's because so you don't want to say that people are sheep because we're not, but we totally are sheep, right?
Yeah.
It's that group mentality, that mob mentality. Everybody, we have archetypes and that's something that I'm working on to incorporate into branding.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you're the rebel archetype or maybe the citizen archetype, you tend not to be the one to stand out and to stand up for something different. Yeah. That's just how it is.
It really is.
So that said, I'm actually doing, and you know this, but I'm actually doing an Instagram. So today, as we record this, it's the 4th. I will probably actually get this up today, but I don't know how many people are going to listen to it in real time. It's September 4th. But I'm really good at podcast editing because I edit so many podcasts for myself and other people. But I am doing a Instagram training inside the Facebook group, the Extraordinary Entrepreneur Collective, on the 8th, which is the day after Labor Day.
Yes,
it is. Here in the US.
Just the 8th, if you're everywhere
else. It's just September 8th if you're anywhere else. And that's at 1:00 Eastern time. And then if you are not in the group, just join the group. That would be the solution there. And then watch the recording. Because I know everybody's not available at 1:00 Eastern. Either you're not in the US or, you have another job. So you're not just sitting around.
Yeah, which is what usually happens to me.
A lot of people just have jobs. Right. A lot of people are still working to build their business or they are working in their business.
Yeah. Right.
Hello. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's at 1:00 because that's when it works for you.
Yeah. My shows are always at 1:00. And they could be normally if it's just me, it's always on a Tuesday, but I have been booking guests. So we have a lot of guests coming up inside.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of events went up. I'm excited.
I've been hustling to book some guests. So upcoming in the month of September, we have Liz who does copywriting and marketing strategy. We have Diana who does Facebook ads. And then, I lied. Those are the two guests for September. In October, I have a sales strategist coming in. I think Liz is talking sales strategy, but I have someone who just talks getting clients and lead follow-up and lead gen. Yeah. And then I am talking, I'm doing a live website audit on the 15th. I have 5 websites picked out for that.
Yeah, that's so exciting. And I'm going to be doing
that. So that's awesome. Really fun. So that's everything that I have going on inside that group. So if you want to join there, you're welcome to. You can talk to both me and Esty.
Yeah,
we're both there. And Esty's going to probably be pretty regular on this podcast. Yeah. Because she is my favorite entrepreneur. So she's like my pet project. Because I was like, you have to start your business. There's no reason why you don't have a business.
Yeah.
And now
my day job eats my life.
Yeah. But we'll make it so that she doesn't have to have a day job anymore.
Yeah, that's the goal.
All right. So if you have any product kind of questions, feel free to join the group and drop them in. You do want to join the group. Definitely join the group to do that, because that's the only way to get to us. It's free. It's for entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. You can actually get there a lot easier than going on Facebook and all that. Just go to maggieisley.com/EEC.
Oh, perfect.
And that'll get you right to the group. And then I think that's everything.
Yeah.
Esty, tell them how to find you.
Okay. You can find me on Etsy, but I have a redirect as well. Onlyhalfdead.art will take you to my shop. I have estycalina.com, which is my website, if you just want to see what I'm about, kind of, sort of. And if you want to reach out to me, Instagram also is onlyhalfdead.art. Facebook, we're not super active on there, is also the same. Or find me in the EC.
Yeah, you can just find all of us inside of there.
Yep.
So that's it for today's show.
Yeah.
That's my outro music. I just made it.
Perfect.
Do you like it?
It's fantastic.
So good.
Got to ship licensing on that.
I'm so good. I just wrote it. Trademark.
Hello, trademark. You got to trademark it yourself so no one steals
trademark.
It.
Trademark Maggie Isley, MIM Strategy LLC. Trademark.
TM.
I did it myself. I'm done. So good at this.
Fantastic.
Bye.
Bye.